The Gemara in Moed Katan says, Chaf Dalam Aleph, Shmuel says, it has to be Katifa Yishma'elis. What does that mean? Rav Nachman says, Ad Guve Dikna. So what does that mean? So the Ramban says, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that you should be Machase Rosho Bitalis, O Bisudr, the Yachsir Ktsaso Al Piv, the Al Rosh Hachotem. Now we're going to see in a moment that at least Ashkenazim don't do this anymore, but it happens to be that this is important for putting on a talis, and a lot of people mess up on this, so it's kedai to do it. In other words, you go down to your mouth, or your mustache is covered. So I think a lot of people, you'll see, they like cover up their whole face when they put up their talis. So their understanding, it means you cover to your mouth, and then they wrap it around, right? So if the Ishmaelim did that, they wouldn't see anything. They'd bump into the wall. They'd be blindfolded. That's not what this means, and that's not what you're supposed to do when you put on the talis. It's sort of a different thing, I'll pick up all, but rather what it means is that you cover your head, and then you wrap it around, and to cover your mouth and your mustache and the tip of your nose. In other words, it's like this. This is Atifa Yishma'elis. That's what's being described here. That's what you should do. We'll talk about talis in a second more. Right? In other words, when you read the Ramban, clearly, it's in the Beis Yosef. You see, there's two things here. There's covering the head, and then there's also this Atifa Yishma'elis means you cover your mouth and your mustache and your nose, at least the head of your nose. And right there, the Torah explains exactly how far it goes. It has to be above your cheeks and cover the bottom of your nose. Right, the hair that grows over here, that's what the Torah is referring to. The hair above the cheeks. Now, just to explain, this is a little confusing. Right, we have an idea of atifa as a sign of kavod. Right? Like a koshel bracha or dayanim have to do atifa or the like. So that's covering your head. Whereas this is a different din of atifa. This is covering your head, but also covering your face, much of your face. And the point is, this is like, you know, like we say, like the pasuk says by the Metzora, right? That Val Shafam Yatev Tameh Tameh Yikra, which is, it's a sign of, you know, either, right, the Gemara says, stay away from me because I'm a Metzora, or daven from me because I'm a Metzora. It's a sign of ostracization, in a sense. And that's Atifa Yishma'elis, right? And that's why the Pashtus is, there's no Atifa Yishma'elis for putting on a talis, right? All the Rishonim, basically, they don't accept the Sheet of the Gaonim, because it doesn't make sense that you should do Atifa Yishma'elis for your talis, because you're not a Metzora, you're not an Avel, right? It's going to be regular Atifa. The Gaonim, who say that you need Atifa Yishma'elis, obviously they didn't understand it this way. They understood that Atifa Yishma'elis is just like a more complete Atifa. And so we try to be machmir after the bracha, not the whole time. The Gaonim said the whole time when you're wearing a talis, you would do Atifa Yishma'elis. Safek, brachos, and the like, there's an Indian to be machmir that after you make the bracha, you do for a couple seconds Atifa Yishma'elis. But fundamentally, again, when you look back at the Ramban and our Siman, you see these are two different dinim. There's Atifa, which is Derech Kavod, and then there's Atifa Yishma'elis, which is what the Avel and the Metzora do, Al Shafam Yata. Now, so the Ramban then adds that Hani Milik Shetzarech Atifa the whole day, but Kshabai Menachem and Metzlo Megala Rosho Lekvodam. Fine. So then the Smag says that nowadays we don't do Atif anymore. Why? Because it's maybe Lidei Schok Gadol Menagayim. So we already talked about what's the pshat over here. Why do we care about Schok Gadol? Because there's no Kiyam anymore. Right? If it's going to bring about Schok, if people are going to start laughing at you, so it's the opposite of the goal of Atifa Sarosh. Now the Beis Yosef says, Lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu misha pater me'atifa. And the Ramah says, we do, right? That's because the Ramah lived in Ashkenazi lands where nobody wore kafiyas, and the Beis Yosef lived in Arabic lands where people still had this type of atifa, so why wouldn't you do it? I imagine that Sardim don't do this nowadays either, but I'm not sure. Tiferes Yisrael is a different part, not the way I said. I said it was because Schok is the opposite of the purpose. The Tiferes Yisrael says the Pshat is because of Kavod HaBrios. Fine. Now, the Shach over here quotes a Rokeach, it's also in the Taz, Sivkat Nalef, that even though we don't do Atif anymore, we Ashkenazim, that is, you should be Moshech Kovel Lefnei Naim Kol Shiva. And sometimes I've been to a Shiva house where I've seen people do this. It's more in yeshivish communities, I think, more than us. But you go sit Shiva, and they have their hat way down, like covering their eyes. Now, I didn't think this made any sense, because, and the Baker Yosef already makes this point, because remember, even if you're going to say that's a Miksa Satifa, okay, I can understand that would be a Miksa Satifa, but the halacha is that when Menachemim come, you remove it, Mipnei Kvodem, right? That's what the halacha is. So even if they're going to do this Miksa Satifa Bisman Hazeh by covering, by wearing their hat sort of cover, you know, below their eyes a little bit, so then that I shouldn't see that, because I'm coming to be Menachemim. So probably, if you're going to do that, you could do that. I understand the shach, I understand the logic, but don't do that when nobody's around, not when Menachemim come. Okay, good. So we'll stop here. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to do Kfiyas Hamita. Kfiyas Hamita is also not so relevant nowadays, but it's actually very relevant nowadays, because we're going to have to talk about the issue of sitting on the floor. And where does that come from? And what does it count? Mar Makom Lachem, you should read the Rambams very carefully, both in Perek Yudalet and Perek Tesvav. Fascinating Rambams. If you want, there's a brisker Rav on the Rambam, close to Reb Chaim, in Chidushei Marna Griz, worth looking at. So we'll do tomorrow Shin Pei Zayin, Shin Pei Ches, and maybe we'll start Shin Pei Tesvav.
God, good.